4ETW, Mobile Monster. 4ETW and 4ZLK. Good afternoon, Chuck.
ZLK, Sierra 4ETW. How you doing, sir?
Hope you are. Just made a run to Lowe's. Gave some of my money since I hadn't made a donation this week.
It'd be by the weekly, I think.
A couple weeks since then, I've been able to work outside. Ever since that ice storm, I guess maybe a week and a half. I was able to get back to it yesterday.
Green damage up there?
We had the power was out for a couple days, but they got it fixed. And let's see, I did lose one tree, but it was dead anyway. So there's a couple more that need to come down. So I was pretty fortunate.
We got fortunate around the house. There's power out all the way around us, but we never lost it. I take it back, we lost it about 15 minutes.
Oh, considering the number of people that were out and as cold as it was.
I remember a couple storms come through, an ice storm one time and something else. I lost it for 7 days.
Remember 2005, we had a good one. I was out for almost that long. Generator. First day, I was able to get back to work a couple days, but we are still out of power for more than a week. And I was delivering to a Tractor Supply, and they got a big shipment of generators in that right after the ice storm. So I told them to save me one, and I picked it up on the way home from work. At that point, I was just running electrical cords into the house. But I'm still using that same generator. I've got it wired into a manual transfer switch now, and I can, different house, but I can run my heat, water heater, garage door, all the two refrigerators and the freezer and the lights, everything we need.
Whole house, but now I got trouble with it, so I'm just patching things with a smaller generator till I get it fixed. Or can't hardly get nobody work on nothing.
Here, I gotta fix something on my trailer. I'll be back in a minute. N4ZLK.
Okay, KR4ETW, standing by.
ETW, N0TR.
TR, KR4ETW, go ahead, sir.
I'm Tom, and I'm in Greer, and I don't know your name, but I've heard your call. I didn't hear you, who you was talking to. I thought for a minute it was Shane. And I just got home, and I heard you say you had a problem with the Generac. I was curious. I installed one for my brother-in-law up in Kansas years ago, many years ago, and then I had one installed down here, and never had a problem, knock on wood. What's yours doing? I'm an old electrician, electronic technician.
Roger that, Tom. My name's Chuck, about a Campobello, but I'm coming out of Greer right now, heading home. It's a Generac 13K, and it got where it's just run about 20 minutes and cut off. It run about 20 more and cut off, and I had to crank it each time. It wouldn't crank on its own. But once I got it running, it sat there and run like a brand new, and then about 20, 25 minutes, it shut down.
Distracted there from it. So you're saying that it was coming on and running for about 20 minutes and quit after the power failed? Is that when it happened?
It did that during the service. Well, you know, start up by itself, it wouldn't run long. And so I got somebody out there looking, and he said they need I want something like an alternator switch or something like that. And he put that on, about 250, and the next day it cranked itself up. 20 minutes, it cut off.
I do that once a week for mindset at 6 minutes, and comes on every Wednesday. So that is a test mode that it's coming on, and that probably is in the software, the programming of it.
I'd go out there and try it. crank it up just manually, it wouldn't run long. So put that switch in it, it's still doing the same thing. So they come back and looked at it and said, well, it might be the temperature switch. That'd be another $150, $200. He said, but I don't even know if I can find one. And the deal was they wanted $13,000 for a new one.
Sound like you got the wrong guy. Well, there's a Generac place down here on Wade Hampton in Greer, you know. I don't know. You know, I can't recommend them or anything. I just know that they're a new organization there, build a new building. But there are some HVAC outfits that work on them, but they're just as high as anybody else.
Carol 480W. I didn't mind paying the service fee or buying a new switch, but it still won't run.
Even the power failures, or have you had a power failure?
Well, it's been out a couple of years now, so no, it don't run, period, now. I got back there and noticed they didn't put all the switches and everything back in place. So I'm in the middle of a rock and hard place. You know, I got a couple of people supposed to come look at it, but, you know, everybody's busy.
I just took a bite of candy bar here. Yeah, you got rooked because they're not that difficult, but I... Basically, and so I really can't say what I do is I set the each time it comes up for a service cycle, you know, when that light on the side of it turns amber from green, I reset the date and everything, but I've never had to set the exercise cycle or anything like that. But it sounds like to me it'd be that control board that's the problem with it. I've never worked on that smaller one. The one I put in was 16 kilowatts. For my brother-in-law, you'd pick out 10 circuits that you wanted it to operate. And so I had to put a sub-panel in and then wire it. This one here is a whole house generator, and they're a lot easier to put in than one like that. No sub-panel or anything. It just hooks up to your mains. So if you go out and shut your main breaker off, it don't start at all.
That's negative. It does not. Of course, it, like I said, it's been sitting just like they left it for two and a half years. Couldn't get nobody back over.
Smaller of it.
A private individual, and he's not doing it no more. He's not in town no more.
I'm sorry to hear that. You got taken. There's no doubt about it. But, like I said, they're not really that hard. So, this place down here on Wade Hampton, it's at Highway 101 in Wade Hampton. It's about a block or two over to the west. I think that's who I talked to about that. And that's about the running price of them. Is about, well, when I had this one put in, the big outfits wanted $12,000, and instead I bought mine at Electric Generators Direct, and you can look that up on the website, and I just get a maintenance kit every 6 months or whenever it comes up and says you need maintenance, and I change the oil and the air filter, and the things that come in the kit. But never had a problem with the dang thing. But I'd say those folks down there got well-qualified people, or they wouldn't have built that million-dollar building down there, you know, and it's got a big Generac sign on it, and I think that's all they do.
But one time, there's one of the $12,000 prices I got. I said, well, I just need the generator put in. He said, well, we had to put the switches in so it'll work. I said, I got all that already in. He said, well, we won't use them. We'll have to put the new ones in. So, I mean, it just sounded like all the setup to me. I know I could buy that generator Lowe's or somewhere like that for, you know, $3,000 or $4,000, maybe $5,000, but I don't, you know how it is, just feel like you get taken.
It's hard, Chuck, there's no doubt. They have to triple the price on everything or else they're not going to stay in business, and that makes it suck. I bought my brother-in-law's for a little over $3,000 back then, but that's been a lot of years ago. And this one here, I bought from Electric Generators Direct, and they brought it out and had a pallet jack and took it out of the truck and rolled it right up there to the pad for me. And it was close to $5,000. And then I had two friends, and one of them was a master electrician, and another friend of mine that was a ham radio operator. Because I couldn't, I'm too crippled up to push 500 pounds around and put it on that pad, for example. And they just ran the service entrance cable into it and that. Then I had an outfit come out and start it. And they stick it to you there, too. I think it was about $350 just to do that, because you got to put in the codes for the satellite to pick it up. And they rake you over the coals for that. I had a friend that worked in an outfit that had a fleet of trucks, and he said, if you don't make $300 an hour, he says, you're not going to stay in business. And that's been probably 5, 6, 7 years ago, Chuck.
That, I don't mind making his money, but I want him to fix it if he does.
And me both. I'd done that for a little over 50 years. I worked on large machine tools, very large, and everything else that you can think of. And they didn't accept anything less than fix it, Tom. Well, Chuck, it's good talking to you. I'm sorry to hear that. You had a problem with that. That sucks. Now, I noticed at Costco they had a 10,000-watt one. That was portable, and it ran on propane or it ran on gasoline, either one. And that could be an option, and that's quite a bit of power. You know, it's portable. It's not something that's going to come on automatically. But I sure love this Generac. It's really been good. And it's very rare. My brother-in-law had one little ice cube relay go out on his one time. And that's the only problem he ever had with it in about, 15, 20 years. And they're still using it up there. Their son inherited the land. And they estimate the life on those things is 30 years, Chuck.
Talked to one of them about it. He said, well, you need to go ahead and replace it. It's getting old. I said, well, I'm 70 years old. I'm old, too, but I'm still going.
And I just turned 78 last month, Chuck. I know what you're talking about. And I just got home from the doctor's office. And I'll probably have to go through an MRI. But I went through some x-rays, and we'll see. The back's been hurting me real, real bad. It's always hurt, but it's gotten a lot worse here lately. So we'll see how that works out. And they can't do back surgery on me. I'd never live through it. But, there's some other alternatives out there. But it's a racket, too. They can do a nerve ablation, and they go in there and burn the nerves off from your spine. And but then it lasts, what, Bernice, 1 to 2 years? Something like that. I don't know. But then you got to go have it done again. And when they give me those shots before they were going to do that ablation, it liked to kill me. And I was sick all day long and in bed from those shots, whatever they were. So at any rate, it's a racket. Anyway, you go in there, $3,000 for each set of shots. Chuck, you take care. Pleasure's all mine. Nice to hear you. And I'll try to get in there with you again one of these days. We're up between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham. This is N0TR, clear with your final.
Roger that, N0TR. working for us more than probably 30 years.
Bernice, N4ZLK. I'm back, Chuck.
It's good to hear you, Shane. Talk to you later. I'm on up for a snack. If the kitchen floor is dry. N0LTR.
You got a landscaping trailer, and I look back, and the tailgate is laying back, not on the ground, but laying back more than it normally does. And one of the pins that popped out, I went over some railroad tracks, and I guess maybe it bounced out, which it's never done before, and then it bent the other one. It's in there good. I'm probably going to replace them and have safety pins put in them at the bottom, get new ones where they can't bounce out. But anyway, your signal went real bad. You're way down the noise, but I was able to copy you.
Over the bottom. I'll be close to the house. I'm back up against the building now.
Went inside the house. Anyway, it's a little bit hard to copy now when I'm mobile and my truck engine is a little bit noisier.
Roger that, yeah. It's a low spot here, but it usually gets in the repeater, but loud, anything can do with it today.
It's a change all the time, and sometimes you have a spot you know you can get in you can get in really well, and then one day conditions change and you have trouble. But you're copyable. It's just got a lot of white noise in there.
It usually works here. I can hit the repeater and get in on it pretty good with my HT with a battery antenna. So it's not a dead spot where I went through a while ago. And I'm not far off the hill here, but it's just not a good spot.
Tom, about your generator. I came in, you were talking about somebody looked at it and said they couldn't fix it or something, and I kind of heard the rest of it, but that's a shame. I hope you can get it worked out.
Two, three, four people going to come look at it. As soon as I get one here, I think anything's fixable unless it just blows up and it's not.
We're going to go with one of those here soon. I don't mind dragging out the portable one and plugging it in. I mean, it is inconvenient when it's really cold and like it was during the ice storm. And keeping it fueled with, gasoline. It's got a 7 or 8 gallon tank. I'm not sure how big it is. I know it takes more than 5 gallons, so. But it will be nice to have something where I don't have to worry about it. It'll just come on and run off the propane tank I have out there.
Mine's on natural gas. I just got to get somebody who wants to fix it. That's the biggest thing. And I got a small affordable one that I've been using. One of my guys has got gas tank about like a gallon. It runs about an hour and 30 minutes. But I got a little big one. Sorry. I'm off right now, but just trying to get everything back.
I think you said you had a small portable one with a gallon and a half, maybe, tank. Mine will run more than 14 hours at a time. I know that, probably longer than that. After Helene, I could see the bottom of the tank, and I could see the fuel swishing around in there. And I didn't have ethanol free in there because I couldn't find any, and I wanted to run it out, burn it out. And I turned that thing on to let it burn out the fuel, and I think it ran for 2 more hours with just a little bit of fuel in the bottom. I couldn't get it to shut off.
Yeah, I'm going to get this fixed. It just hadn't worked out. But, if it's a switchboard or something like that, I don't mind buying it. Just got to get it put in, get it working.
Right now, these guys are all busy either doing repairs or installs, but I'm sure you'll find somebody. Chuck, I'm going to stop and get some fuel, and I'll talk to you later. Enjoyed it. Hope you have a good day. KR4ETW, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK.